This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. One of the shows that we did was back in March. You can listen to that. Actually went out March 25th of 2020. We're talking about no other than Renova Health, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RNVA. And with us today, we're very fortunate, lucky to have him, is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Seamus Lagan. Sir, welcome back to the show. I know that you've been having a lot of news out there, and I appreciate you coming on. You're a very busy guy right now.
We certainly are. Thank you, Everett. As always, good to be on the show and have an opportunity to provide some information for shareholders and investors.
You know, my first question is, when do you expect to file your 10-K and your 10-Q, and do you still intend to complete the reverse split that we talked about months ago?
So 10-K is pretty well complete, hopefully being filed about the same time as this is being made publicly available. So we're really just down to the last couple of days on that. 10-Q will be very shortly thereafter. Look, the auditors have done a pretty good job for us. They were restricted to traveling and with COVID-19, and nobody really wanted to visit hospitals. But they've worked their way through this, and it's now out. And if we get the Q out before the end of the month, we'll be within the extension time that was granted by the SEC. So looking forward to getting those out. That will be important. And obviously it's historical compared to what's just been happening, but it'll be important to get them up to date. And just with regard to the reverse, there's still, we're working with FINRA, and there's still a belief that we need to complete the reverse to put ourselves in a different position with investors, in a completely different level of share price. That's, at the minute, the plan is still to complete that in the near future.
A couple of days ago, you guys put out a press release. You announced the deal that you were teaming up with TP Global. Their ticker symbol, I believe, is TPTW. Can you give us some further information on the transaction and how you expect, or when do you expect, this to close?
So, last part first. That should be closed definitely within the next quarter, if not within a shorter time frame. Look, we've announced, Everett, for well over a year, our intention to separate out our technology division. The current environment, the current pandemic, has created a real need for healthcare via telehealth type platforms. And there are a lot of telehealth platforms or purported telehealth platforms being created and worked on at the moment. We have quite a few years' experience here. We've got a number of pieces of that puzzle fully developed. TPT have a really good backbone for live streaming that, again, is fully proven, developed, in operation. So they're a good partner for us here. The new entity will be called InnovaCore. It will be a lot more than just a simple telehealth product for introducing a doctor to a patient or having that communication. We think that the market is ripe. A little more than that, current environment creates a need for people to be able to access healthcare without even visiting, a facility in the first instance in some cases. So that's what we're working on, and we're pretty excited about this. We look forward to getting this closed. We think it will be good for our shareholders, good for our company, and we're looking forward to this.
Well, let me interject here for a second. You said shareholders. What exactly is that going to do or mean to the people that own your currently common stock right now?
Well, two things. First of all, we've invested a lot of money over the last few years, and there's an intercompany loan, if I can refer to it as that, owed from that technology division back to the parent. That ends up getting consolidated in the current accounting process. So we believe that we will be able to realize that investment, and we will hold it as a preference shares. We'll hold it as preference shares in the books of Renova. Over a period of time and subject to that company performing, performing, we should be able to realize some of that investment back into Renova. So that on its own is going to be really good for Renova and its shareholders. Second to that, we are going to give all of our shareholders some shares pro rata, you know, to their ownership in this new entity. The exact number, you know, may change. We've intimated what we intend to do in the press release, and, you know, that may change before it all gets completed. But the intention is to give our shareholders an interest in shares in this new entity. So I think it will be really good for Renova and its shareholders, Everett.
I want to change gears here for a second and talk about the COVID-19. Will recent events surrounding that event, if you will, is that going to change your long-term outlook for your hospital business, or do you see any new development in, that you guys are going to go in a different path?
Listen, this is a new path for us. We're still very confident about the need for rural hospitals. There are plans to consolidate that operation, management oversight of that operation into, the Tennessee area. As you know, our corporate office is based in Florida. You know, there's an intention, and there will be a separate press release on it. But, you know, we've just signed a lease for new offices in Knoxville, and plan to, run a centralized management oversight from there. We think that's a good move to improve the efficiencies. We've said this many times. There are quite a few services that can be provided from a central location for these hospitals, financial oversight, billing oversight, certain things like that can be done from one location. Now, with regard to the business, hey, look, COVID-19 has decimated revenues in the second quarter here. You know, we're not alone in that. A lot of hospitals are suffering. But the need for healthcare and the need for individuals to access healthcare still exists. So it's important to try and, get this telehealth product that we're speaking about, get it finished, get it developed, get it in use in our own hospitals. That would give our hospitals the ability to have a branded app, a branded product available to the whole community that they could use to communicate with their local hospital. We believe that will be a strong communication between those patients and the hospital, and will help going forward. It will mean that visits to the hospital will be, possibly scheduled outside of ER, of course. They will be scheduled in advance for scans and X-rays and different lab works, different things like that. So we do see a change. We see more use of technology, a modernization, if you like, as to how these rural healthcare facilities operate. And the reality is, Everett, that was always our longer-term plan. COVID-19 has probably created additional urgency for us to get that rolled out. And, it's challenging times, and we certainly believe we will manage our way through them and have a very successful outcome.
Before I let you go, your SOC's been very active here in the last week or two. That being said, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's show?
I think, Everett, it's a similar message to that over the last year or two. You know, we've had a difficult history. It's been well publicized. We've stuck with this. We're very determined to make it work. We're very confident in the long-term success of the business model, and I think you're starting to see Renova climb out of the difficulties that it's experienced over the last couple of years as it, transitioned itself into this business. And while COVID-19 has certainly not been welcome to anybody, I do think we will get it behind us. We will have a successful business model that everybody can enjoy some reward from.
Seamus, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back here in 40 or 50 days, give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Thank you very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.